of God. To you we turn, dear Lord, and we surrender into your hands our joining on this night. We ask that your Holy Spirit move into us. We consciously and willingly invite the presence of the Great Spirit. Lift up our minds and hearts, deliver us from all illusion and fear. Move us past despair and sorrow. Part the waters, dear God, that we might reach the shores of peace. May our being here tonight serve that purpose for each of us. And as we move, dear God, into the realms of deeper peace, may all the world move with us. May we become contributors to the transformation of the world from pain to peace, from fear to love, from darkness to light. Amen. Tonight, I would like to discuss the subject of mystical power with you. Mystical power is not unique to any particular tradition, to any particular part of the world, to any religion, but rather mystical power stems from a place beyond any geographical or ideological differences among us. It is a wellspring of power, quite literal, not metaphorical at all, that emanates from the mind of God, him or herself, which then acts through us, our minds and hearts, when we choose, like a conduit through which the power of God might run like electricity through an electrical line, and we have the opportunity, should we choose, to open ourselves that we might be as conduits through which the power runs through us from the mind of God and out into the world. In A Course in Miracles, we are asked why we struggle so hard to attain the wings of a sparrow when the wings of the eagle have been given us already. And that refers to our belief in the powers of the world, and thus our struggle to attain those powers. Those powers being, in spiritual terms, themselves false powers. The struggle to attain the false powers, the powers of worldly effect, whether it be money or business or technology, whatever the particular powers of the world that we struggle to attain might be, in the moment of the struggle, we are by definition blocking or interfering with our own capacity to be conduits for the power of the universe. That is not in any way to say that the powers of the world do not have their purpose. Because they do, theoretically, when they are used by the mind for the purposes of all good. This, therefore, is not to denigrate the powers of the world,